Part 4. Teenagers and their favorite games. You will hear an interview with two teenagers talking about board games and video games. You will hear the recording twice. Take notes to complete the mind map.
Hello, today we'll talk with Anne and Ben, who'd like to inform us about board games and video games. Let's start with board games. Anna?
Many board games date back to ancient times. The origins of chess, for example, can be traced back to the 6th century. Although buying them isn't always cheap, they can save you a lot of money in the long run, because you usually don't have to pay for any expensive updates.
Do you often play board games yourself?
Yes, they're a great way to relax. But what I like best about them and why I'd always go for board games is that I spend time with family and friends.
Video games, on the other hand, can be played with people living far away in another country. Let's hear some more about them from Ben.
After the invention of the computer, Tennis for Two, the first entertainment video game, came out in 1958. And only 20 years later, video games with consoles became very popular and have turned into a great success story since then. Over the years, video games have attracted more and more people because of their photorealistic graphics. But what people like best about them is that many games are easy to play because their rules very often don't need long explanations.
Ben, can you give our listeners some advice on how to become successful?
Yes. Turn up the heating, since warm hands allow you to have the best reaction time. And even if you're not a great player, you can always beat people who use worse systems than you. So, with good equipment, you're much more likely to win.
Unfortunately, video games have their downsides too. Research shows that too much screen time can damage your eyes, and what's even worse, is that some young players end up being lonely. And especially parents have their concerns, as some teenagers even get addicted. After a short break, we'll be back with parents and a psychologist talking about that problem.